There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, it's Eric, welcoming you back to the tranquil sanctuary of Listen to Sleep. And on this Christmas Eve episode, we have part two of our original Christmas story for you. And it takes place, again, in the scenic town of Brambleburg. Tonight, Emily will be embracing the lessons of her Christmas Eve journey, joining in Brambleburg's festive celebrations, forming deeper connections with her community, and discovering love in unexpected ways. Her life is enriched by newfound friendships, a blooming romance, and a deeper appreciation for the joys of everyday moments, fulfilling her Christmas wish for connection and love. I want to thank all of you who bought a subscription for yourself or a loved one to Listen to Sleep Plus. And if you haven't yet, it's not too late. You can get a premium version of the podcast with over 400 meditation and bedtime story episodes that you can play in your favorite podcast player for just $4.99 a month. And your subscription helps to support the podcast. Listen to Sleep Plus also includes 8 full-length audiobooks that are only available to supporters. It makes a great last-minute gift. You can get more information at listentosleep.com, and you can find a link in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. Let's take a deep breath. In and out. Just letting go of the day. Feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in. And out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time. Quiet time. And one more deep breath in with me. And out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The Christmas Eve Wish. As the first light of Christmas morning filtered through her curtains, Emily awoke with a sense of renewal. Even the room with its familiar comforts seemed to welcome her into the first day of her reawakened appreciation for the holiday. She lay for a moment, letting the peace and joy of her newfound Christmas spirit envelop her. Rising from bed, Emily felt an eagerness to immerse herself in the festivities of the day. The memories of her magical journey through the Christmases of the past had left her with a desire to experience the holiday not as a bystander, but as an active participant in all its joys and traditions. As she prepared for the day, Emily decided to start a new Christmas tradition for herself. She would spend the day reaching out, connecting with those around her, and sharing in the community spirit. The first step was to join the town in its Christmas Day celebrations. Bundling up and stepping outside, Emily found Brambleburg transformed by the spirit of the day. Families and friends greeted each other with smiles and warm wishes. Children played in the snow, their laughter ringing through the crisp morning air, and the scent of festive cooking wafted from the homes. Emily made her way to the town square, where a Christmas Day fair was in full swing. Stalls offering hot cider, crafts, and various holiday treats lined the area. She greeted her neighbors, engaging in conversations that just days before she would have shied away from. Now she found joy in these simple exchanges, feeling a connection to the community that she hadn't allowed herself to feel before. Among the crowd, Emily spotted Laura and Beth from the bakery. They were handing out warm slices of a Christmas cake that smelled so delicious. Emily was greeted with warm smiles and an invitation to join them at their stall. As they served cake together, Emily chatted with the couple, sharing her new perspective on Christmas and how her recent experiences had changed her outlook. Laura and Beth listened, their faces alight with understanding and kindness. They shared their own stories of Christmases past, of challenges and triumphs, and the love that had seen them through it all. The morning passed in a blur of laughter, shared stories, and the warmth of community. Emily felt a deep sense of belonging, a feeling that she was a part of something larger than herself. The disconnection and loneliness that had once defined her Christmases were now replaced by a sense of inclusion and joy. In the afternoon, the town gathered for a communal Christmas lunch, a tradition where everyone was welcome. Long tables were set up, and people brought dishes to share. Emily, who had never participated in this tradition, found herself surrounded by friendly faces, all sharing in the joy of the season. As they ate, sang, and celebrated, Emily realized that the true magic of Christmas lay in these moments of togetherness. It was about creating and sharing joy, about opening one's heart to others, and about the warmth of human connections. as the evening stars began to twinkle in the Christmas sky, casting a serene glow over the snow-covered town of Brambleburg. Emily strolled back home, her heart carrying the warmth of the day's joyous interactions. The festive atmosphere of the town square, with its laughter and community, lingered in her heart, a stark contrast to the quiet Christmases of her recent past. Upon reaching her home, Emily decided to extend her newfound tradition of sharing and connection. She gathered a collection of treats and small gifts that she had received throughout the day and packaged them into neat parcels. With each gift, she attached a small note of gratitude and well-being. Bundled up against the chilly night, Emily set out once more, her arms laden with the small packages. She made her way through the neighborhood, leaving the parcels at doorsteps of various homes, including those of acquaintances and people she scarcely knew. Each delivery was simply a gesture of goodwill, an offering of the Christmas spirit that now filled her. At each doorstep, Emily felt a surge of happiness. Just imagining the surprise and smiles her small gifts might bring. This act of giving, simple but so heartfelt, was a manifestation of the lessons she had learned during her magical journey through the Christmases of the past. After delivering the last of her parcels, Emily found herself outside the home of an elderly neighbor, Mrs. Thompson, who lived alone. Remembering the lonely man she had seen in one of her past Christmas visions, Emily felt a compelling urge to extend her hand in friendship. Knocking gently on the door, Emily was greeted by Mrs. Thompson, her face etched with both surprise and curiosity. Emily offered her one of the parcels, and in a spontaneous gesture of kindness, invited Mrs. Thompson to join her for a cup of tea. Inside Emily's cozy living room, the two women sat by the fireplace, sipping tea and exchanging stories. Mrs. Thompson shared tales of her youth, of Christmases long ago, her eyes alight with the recollection of fond memories. Emily listened, her heart warmed by the shared connection, realizing that this was what she had been missing all these years, the simple, profound joy of shared experiences. As the night deepened, their conversation flowed effortlessly, spanning various topics and filled with shared laughter. Emily found in Mrs. Thompson not just a neighbor, but a kindred spirit, someone with whom she could share the magic of the holiday. Eventually, Mrs. Thompson thanked Emily for the wonderful evening and made her way home, her steps lighter and her face brighter. As Emily watched her go, she felt a deep sense of fulfillment. She had not only given Mrs. Thompson a memorable Christmas evening, but had also enriched her own experience of the holiday. Emily sat back in her chair, the fire casting a warm glow around the room. She realized that her Christmas Eve wish, the longing for connection and love, had manifested in ways she had never anticipated. It was not in grand gestures or fairy tale moments, but in simple, genuine connections she had formed and the joy she had shared. As she gazed at the fire, Emily felt a profound sense of gratitude. Her journey through the Christmases of the past had opened her eyes to the true essence of the holiday. Christmas was about giving, not just material gifts, but giving kindness, time, and open-heartedness. With these thoughts, Emily prepared for bed, her heart full from the day's experiences. The magic of Christmas had truly come alive for her, in the laughter of children, the warmth of the community, and the quiet moments of connection. She fell asleep again with a smile, knowing that this Christmas would be etched in her memory as the beginning of a new chapter in her life. On the morning after Christmas, Emily awoke with a lightness in her spirit, the events of the previous day still fresh in her memory. The sense of joy and fulfillment she had experienced was new to her, nothing like the solitude that had once marked her holiday season. She lay in bed for a few extra moments, savoring the feeling of contentment and the sense of community she had discovered. As she rose and prepared for the day, Emily thought about how to continue the spirit of connection and giving she had embraced. She decided to spend the day visiting friends and acquaintances, continuing to build on the relationships she had nurtured over Christmas. Her first visit was to Laura and Beth's bakery. The couple greeted her with warm smiles, the bakery still carrying the festive atmosphere of the holidays. Over cups of coffee and freshly baked pastries, they chatted about the Christmas celebrations, shared stories, and laughed over shared experiences. Emily felt a deep sense of belonging to a community she had once only viewed from the sidelines. Next, Emily visited Mrs. Thompson. She was still in good spirits from the night prior, and her home was warm and welcoming. They spent part of the afternoon together, Mrs. Thompson sharing more stories from her past, and Emily sharing her newfound perspective on life and the holidays. As the day progressed, Emily made several more stops, each visit reinforcing her sense of belonging and joy. She realized that the magic of Christmas didn't end on Christmas Day. It was a feeling that could be carried throughout the year, in the kindness shown and the connections nurtured. Later in the day, as Emily walked back home, she reflected on how her simple wish on Christmas Eve had completely transformed her life. She had longed for love and connection, and though she had hoped for it to appear as a romantic love, she wound up finding it in the richness of community and friendship. The realization that deep love came in many forms was another revelation to her, and it opened her heart to a broader and more inclusive understanding of what love is. As she sat in her living room that evening, Emily felt so much gratitude. The journey she had embarked upon, the people she had met, and the experiences she had shared had filled a void in her life she hadn't even realized existed. The magic of Christmas had indeed worked its wonder, not in grand, sweeping gestures, but in small acts of kindness, moments of connection, and the warmth of human interaction. As Emily retired to bed, she felt a deep sense of peace. She had found what she had been seeking, not just for Christmas, but for her life. The holiday had become a symbol of her transformation, a time that would always remind her of the year she had discovered the joy of connection and the true spirit of the season. In the days following Christmas, the spirit of change that had enveloped Emily did not fade. Instead, it grew stronger, weaving itself into the fabric of her daily life. The solitary existence she had once led gradually gave way to a life filled with interaction, warmth, and a sense of community. Emily found herself reaching out more, not only to those she had connected with over Christmas, but also to others in the town. She volunteered at community events, joined some local groups, and even started a writing club at the library, inviting people of all ages to share their stories and hone their craft. Each of these activities brought her closer to the people around her, building relationships that enriched her life in ways she had never imagined. The transformation in Emily's life was becoming clearly visible to those around her as well. Her neighbors noticed the change, greeting her with smiles and invitations to coffee or dinner. The town, once a backdrop to her isolated routine, now felt like a close community of which she was an integral part. Among these new connections, Emily found a special bond with a woman named Anna, whom she met volunteering at a charity event. Anna, with her bright smile and infectious laughter, shared Emily's love for literature and her newfound appreciation for community involvement. Their friendship blossomed quickly, marked by long conversations, shared interests, and a mutual understanding that felt both comforting and exhilarating. As winter gave way to spring, Emily's life continued to evolve. The transformation that had begun on Christmas Eve had set her on a path of discovery, not just of the world around her, but also of herself. Yes, her wish for love and connection had been answered, but not in the way she had expected. It had come in the form of friendships, community bonds, and a deeper understanding of who she really was and what truly made her happy. One spring afternoon, while walking through the park with Anna, Emily shared her reflections on the past few months. She spoke of her Christmas Eve journey, the revelations it had brought, and how it had changed her perspective on life. Anna listened, her eyes reflecting a deep understanding. "Sometimes," she said, "what we wish for comes to us in ways we never expect. It sounds like your Christmas wish opened a door for you, a door to a richer, more connected life." Emily nodded, a gentle smile on her lips. "It did, and every day I'm grateful for it. I've found joy in places I never thought to look, and I've discovered that love comes in many forms, each one precious in its own way. As they walked, their conversation meandered through various topics, from books to future plans, each moment weaving a new thread in the ever-growing fabric of their friendship. The changes in Emily's life were not just about the new connections she had made. They were about her transformation from a passive observer of life to an active participant. She had learned to open her heart to the world, to find joy in the simple things, and to cherish the connections that made life meaningful. As the sun set, casting a warm glow over the park, Emily felt a profound sense of fulfillment. Her journey since Christmas Eve had been one of growth, discovery, and love in its many forms. She had found what she had been seeking, and in doing so, had found herself. As the seasons changed, Emily's life in Brambleburg blossomed with new colors and textures. Her days were no longer marked by the silent ticking of the clock, but by the laughter of friends, the warmth of shared experiences, and the satisfaction of being an active part of her community. The writing club that Emily had started at the library had become a popular gathering, attracting a diverse group of aspiring writers and book lovers. Every week, they met to share their writings, offer feedback, and discuss literary topics. Emily found immense joy in facilitating these sessions, watching as members, young and old, found their voices and shared their stories. And her friendship with Anna had deepened. They had become inseparable companions, often seen together at local events, enjoying walks or simply sitting at the bakery, chatting over coffee and pastries. There was an ease and comfort in their relationship, a bond that was both uplifting and grounding for Emily. In Anna, Emily found not just a friend, but a confidant, someone with whom she could share her deepest thoughts and dreams. Their conversations often lingered on the topic of personal growth and the unexpected paths life can take. Anna had become an integral part of Emily's journey, a reminder of the beautiful surprises that life can bring when we're open to new experiences. Summer arrived, bringing with it a flurry of activities in Brambleburg, and Emily was at the heart of many community events, helping organize local fairs, participating in charity drives, and even leading a storytelling session for children at the library. Her enthusiasm and energy were infectious, drawing more residents into the fold of community participation. One sunny afternoon, while helping set up for a summer festival, Emily paused to take in the scene around her. Families were setting up picnic areas, children were playing games on the green, and stalls were being adorned with colorful decorations. The laughter and chatter of community life was now a melody that resonated deeply with Emily. Later that day, as she and Anna sat watching the sunset, Emily reflected on her journey. "I used to think that happiness was something I had to find on my own, that it was a solitary pursuit," she said. "But I've learned that true happiness, at least for me, lies in being part of a community and sharing my life with others. Anna smiled, squeezing Emily's hand gently. I think that's a beautiful realization, she said. We're all part of a bigger tapestry, each thread interwoven with others. It's in those connections that we find the richest experiences. As autumn painted Brambleburg in shades of amber and gold, Emily found herself reflecting on the year that had passed since her transformative Christmas Eve. The town, with its streets lined with falling leaves and the crisp air signaling the change of seasons, was a reminder of the passage of time and the growth it had brought. Emily's life was now rich with the connections she had made. The writing club continued to flourish, becoming a cherished space for creativity and friendship. The members who had started as strangers were now part of Emily's extended family. Each meeting was filled with shared stories and mutual support. The friendship with Anna had grown into something more. Their bond had deepened, evolving into a beautiful relationship that was a source of joy and comfort for both. In Anna, Emily found a partner who shared her love for life, her passion for community, and her appreciation for the simple joys that each day brought. Together, Emily and Anna dreamed up various projects to enrich the community of Brambleburg. They organized story time for children at the preschool, participated in community gardening projects, and even started another small book club for the elderly at the town's nursing home. Their efforts brought them closer to the town's residents, weaving their lives even more deeply into the fabric of the town. As the holiday season approached once again, Emily looked back on her journey. She remembered her Christmas Eve wish, a longing for connection and love. That wish had been granted in so many ways that she had never imagined, transforming her life and bringing her a happiness that was both fulfilling and expansive. The approaching Christmas was a time of reflection for Emily. It was an opportunity to celebrate the changes she had undergone and to express her gratitude for the magic that had touched her life. She planned to host a small gathering at her home, a celebration of the friendships she had formed over the year. The evening of the gathering, Emily's home was filled with laughter and warmth. Friends from the writing club, neighbors, and members of various community groups all mingled, sharing stories and enjoying the festive atmosphere. Anna was by her side as they all gathered around the fireplace where Emily shared her story of the magical Christmas Eve that had changed both of their lives. Her guests listened, moved by her tale, and inspired by the transformation they saw in her. The evening was not just a celebration of the holiday, but a celebration of community, of the bonds that had grown, and the shared experiences that had enriched their lives. The party ended with a sense of joy and contentment. Guests left with smiles and heartfelt wishes, the spirit of Christmas alive in their hearts. Emily and Anna stood at the door, waving goodbye, their hearts full of gratitude. as they retired to the living room, the fire casting a warm glow. Emily and Anna sat in quiet reflection. The year had been one of discovery, growth, and love. They had found in each other a partner to share life's journey, to celebrate its joys, and to navigate its challenges. And Emily had a feeling that the coming Christmas would again be different from any she had ever experienced before. As the Christmas season in Brambleburg reached its peak, Emily found herself in a whirlwind of festive preparations and celebrations. The town, now familiar and dear to her heart, was adorned with lights and decorations, echoing the joy and warmth she felt within. On Christmas Eve, a year after the magical night that had transformed her life, Emily walked with Anna through the town square, immersed in the festive spirit. The memories of her mystical journey through the past Christmases were vivid in her mind, a reminder of the growth and change she had experienced. The square was bustling with activity, the air filled with the sounds of laughter, music, and the jingling of bells. Emily and Anna greeted friends and acquaintances everywhere they went. The sense of loneliness that had once clouded Emily's Christmases was now a distant memory, replaced by a feeling of belonging and joy. In the midst of the celebrations, Emily looked at Anna, who had become her partner in every sense. Together, they had created a life rich with love, shared values, and a commitment to their community. Anna's presence in her life was a constant source of happiness, a daily reminder of the unexpected gifts that life can bring. As the clock in the town square struck midnight, marking the arrival of Christmas Day, Emily stood hand in hand with Anna, their eyes reflecting the festive lights. In that moment, Emily realized that her Christmas wish from a year ago had been fulfilled so far beyond her wildest expectations. As the carolers reached the final verse, Emily squeezed Anna's hand, a gesture filled with gratitude and love. That Christmas day was indeed a joyous celebration. She and Anna hosted another small gathering at their home, welcoming friends and neighbors to share in the holiday cheer. Warmth and laughter were now a natural part of the life they had built, a life full of meaning, connection, and love. As the holiday season drew to a close, Emily looked forward to the future with optimism and joy. She knew that life would bring its challenges, but she also knew that she had the strength, the support, and the love to meet those challenges. Her Christmas Eve journey had been the beginning of a new chapter, one that was filled with endless possibilities and the magic of everyday moments. And so, as the first snowflakes of the new year began to fall, Emily and Anna stood at the window, looking out at the town they called home. Their hearts were full, their spirits bright, for they knew that the magic of Christmas was alive within them, not just during the holiday season, but every day of their lives. Good night.